My parents loved because it was great for Bible verses. Anybody raised on loving Jesus? Jesus. Everyone wonders why I have a beard fetish. I'm like, okay. Like, you wouldn't let me have an invisible friend. I wanted a 4-foot cat that was the same size as me, that was gray. Like, when you go to Disneyland and you're waiting in line at the Haunted Mansion, and there's that picture that's a lady and she's laying on a chaise lounge, and it turns into a cat, and it turns into a lady, and it turns into a cat. I wanted that as my invisible friend. And my parents said, no. Having invisible friends is weird. You're 7 years old, but you know what you can have? A 33-year-old man that sits on your bed every night and holds your hand while you talk about boys. Jesus. Good. I can memorize Bible verses. Here's a fun story. So when I was in kindergarten and I was 4 years old and I knew how to read, and that's fun, and then they made us memorize Bible verses, and I stood up in front of the class and I did my Bible verse, and when you did your Bible verse, you got a little tiny ice cream cone. But when I went up on stage and did my Bible verse, Mrs. Mowers, that cunt, she gave me a graham cracker, and she said, fat little girls never get anywhere in the world. You're a chubby little kid. Here's some graham crackers, which ironically have the same amount of calories as the tiny ice cream cone. But I was just like belittled in the back, like munching on my, I'm too fat. I'll never be good enough. It's okay. It's all right. It's fine. It's you know what the boys are doing now? Have you heard about this? Men now, they're intermittent fasting. Have you heard about the intermittent fasting? Men are microdosing food. Like, you're going to mansplain anorexia to me? I've been doing this for 30 years. It's fine. Actually, I was an anorexic. I was bulimic, but that's a rich girl's disease, you know? Say what you want about bulimia, but it makes you 4 times the consumer. So good for the American economy. So important. But I wanted to be known as an environmentalist. So I used to vomit into the composting. Regurgitate, renew, recycle. That great acidic compost will be great on the wine vines in Napa. 2020 Pinot. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be good. Yeah, explain an eating. I only eat when the sun is in the northwest corner of the sky. You have an eating disorder, sir. Chill the fuck out. Cool. Patriarchy's real. I have up here, these are pot fudge pieces with walnuts in them. And they're like 7 milligrams a piece. So feel free to take as many as you like to have fun tonight. And I'll do one more joke before we start this up. A joke I haven't done in a really long time, just because I heard the sirens out there. I used to babysit these 2 twin 6-year-olds, and they were so cute. And I tried to foster creative play. So this one time, they tied me to a desk chair with yarn, and they put tape over my mouth. And I'm sitting there fostering creative play, and they had a laser pointer, and they stuck it to my hand, and they said, we're cutting off your hand. And I was like, ow, ow, ouch, this is like fostering creative play, ow, ow, you know. And they took the laser pointer to my foot, and they were like, oh, I'm freezing your foot. And I was like, it's so cold. It's so cold. Creative play. It's so cold. And they took the laser pointer to my chest, and they said, I'm breaking your heart. Cold. It's like, what game are you playing? Why am I tied to this desk chair with yarn? And they came back, and they said, we're playing police state. Oh, shit. What did I do wrong? And they put their little 6-year-old heads together. And they came back and they said, you stole a laptop. What kind of Islamic police state is this? You're cutting off my hand because I stole a laptop? And they looked at me and they said, if you were black, we would have shot you. From the mouths of babes. 2021. Racism is real. The children, the 6-year-olds are telling us. You're not scared. You should be now. Well, I haven't run that joke in a while, so thank you for letting me run that joke. Are y'all ready to get this started up? Yay! I'm your host, Night Pam Benjamin. Yay! I'm dressed like a dominatrix ninja witch. That's what I'm dressed as today. This is the perfect costume for today. Your first comedian, I believe, on the list, right there in his puffy little outfit. All right. Clap your hands together for your first comedian of the night, everybody. Kyle Morrissey! Yay!
Yep. I don't know how to not convey that I don't work for like a startup when I wear this stuff. Because I work for a startup. So there's nothing I can do. So 2022 is probably just going to be so much better than the last 2 years, I'm sure. You know, people got this look in their eyes right now that really makes me have faith for the future of our species. You know, everyone, it feels like everyone's trying really hard to let you know they're okay. You know, oh, Ted Lasso is a great show. Like, ew, gross. That's how everyone feels right now. Now that quarantine got normalized, I've just dove into not trying to improve as a person. Yeah, that's a hot take. I needed quarantine to just keep doing what I was doing, except now I can justify it. I was really sedentary. I've been really sedentary for the last 2 years. I got skinny fat, which, if you need an idea, picture if Gollum tried to apply to your startup. That's what's going on under here. I'm not going to show you. It's bad. It's pretty bad. I already got made fun of a lot for being skinny. Just because I was skinny enough that people... I got called a Holocaust survivor, like, growing up all the time. Just because it was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I was that skinny that people could call me that, and it was more correct than it was offensive. That's... I was just that... People would be like, dude... You look like a Holocaust survivor. And I'd be like, you know what? I can't beat you up. So I guess we just have to... Fuck. Oh. I thought that's not a good place to start when you get skinny fat. Because I didn't even have any, like affordability. I went straight from being told... Now that I'm skinny fat, I went straight from being told I look like a Holocaust survivor to being told I look like a Holocaust survivor... who stole all the bread from people who died in the Holocaust. You know how offensive that is to hear as a German? Why, you think I look Jewish? Maybe I could afford that. I'm on show business. On show business. I learned a lot about my health during quarantine. I got diagnosed with celiac disease recently, which means I have to be gluten-free. And, you know, I kind of had a feeling. I kind of felt it in my body. Like, I took a 23andMe test recently. It turns out I am 50% white woman. Like, exactly 50%. Like, on my mom's side. My mother was a white woman. She still is a white woman. She didn't like Rachel Dolezal herself. But when I went to the doctor, I told him if I have like a piece of pizza at 1:30 in the afternoon, it's like I'm really hungover and I feel like I'm going to pass out. That's just a piece of pizza at like noon. And he was like, all right, well, we should play this extra safe. I'm just going to put it down as COVID-19. And I didn't like that because the only thing that having to be gluten-free and getting COVID have in common is when you feel like you need to tell everybody about it. Yep. Through a group text. Hey, this is everyone I had physical contact with when we were eating the other night. Listen, you probably don't need to get tested. I'm just letting you know. Please stop taking me to Olive Garden. Please. Speaking of hangovers, this isn't a flex, but I will not be having one of those tomorrow because I have the cure to hangovers, guys. It's a little pill called not drinking in your 20s, and it's a great way to lose all your friends. I hate telling people that I don't drink because you can tell people get weird about it and they don't really, it's just like a general discomfort. Like they don't really know why they feel apprehensive towards me, but I do. Because there was another actually very prominent historical figure who really advocated sobriety in the early 20s. And that was Hitler. Adolf Hitler, that Hitler. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I don't know if you knew that about him, but he was a bit of a wet blanket. And I get it, because like when I watch the news nowadays, I'm like, yeah, I don't like the direction Europe's going in right now. inflation's terrible. This is all stuff that Hitler felt. Why doesn't anyone like my art? Happy New Year, everybody. Goodbye. Yeah.
Are gluten-free. These pot treats are gluten-free. They've only got chocolates and nuts in them. Yeah, they're like 7 milligrams a piece. Feel free. Absolutely. Yeah, so you take two, man. Absolutely. 14 milligrams for you, bro. Your next comedian. I know, we're getting So, like, we're kind of doing like 5 minutes right now. But if you're doing so well that I forget to look at the timer, well, then that's just how it works, right? Put your hands together for your next comedian. He's a lovely human being. New on the scene, very funny. Put your hands together for Newman Shock. Yay!
I'm going to be fighting Nazism by getting shit-faced tonight. That's what I'm going to be doing. Yes. My parents don't want me to drink, though, so I think they're Nazis. Okay. They look like me, so I'm not sure. I don't know. We're here. Are we still scared of COVID? Are we scared? Nobody's wearing a mask, so I think we're not. I'm fine with getting COVID. I'm okay with getting COVID. I just don't want to get COVID doing something I don't like, you know? Like, I don't want to get COVID at work. Like, I'm not ready for my cause of death to be customer service. That's a bit much, you know? Like, how'd he die? He worked an extra shift at Starbucks, you know? Like, that's a very bitch way to die. I don't know. I've been thinking about Hitler a lot, mostly because of the last set. Yeah, I've realized that, like, I feel like art is subjective, you know? And Hitler was a painter. So there's definitely somebody out there who's not a Nazi that does like Hitler's paintings, you know? And that's a very difficult conversation to have, you know? Like, yeah, I like Monet, I like Picasso, and there's this little other artist, kind of underrated, you know? He used to be big in Germany, not so much anymore. Starts with an H, ends with an R. I don't know, man. It's kind of like liking R. Kelly now, you know, except R. Kelly made good. I've never seen Hitler's paintings. I've listened to R. Kelly's music, and R. Kelly, he's made good music. He peed on kids and made I Believe I Can Fly at the same time. That guy has range. So, you know, Hitler might have had some good paintings. He killed a lot of people, but, you know, if he was painting at the same time, people have range. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's happening right now. What else do I want to talk about? I was raised Muslim. That's me. I was raised Muslim, but, like, and the big Muslim thing is, like, everybody thinks we're all, like, terrorists and shit. And it's weird for me because, like, I don't think I'd be a good terrorist, you know? Like, just, like, I think I'd be, like, late to the meetings. I'm a very chilled out person, you know? Like, I listen to reggae, and I don't think, like, Bob Marley's jamming was playing while they were, like, plotting 9/11. You know, like, that wasn't on the rotation. I would be very surprised if Bin Laden was a reggae fan. You know, he did have a laptop that they had video games and stuff on his laptop, but they didn't find reggae. I think he needed reggae. I don't know what I've realized that, like, the judges at kids' beauty pageants are, like, one sentence away from ruining their entire lives. You know what I mean? Like, because kids' beauty pageants, they're already kind of, like, iffy.
Awesome.
Okay. I don't know, like, if you're an adult judging a kid's appearance, that's a bit much, you know? Like, this, like, if you look at it like a 12-year-old and you're like, this dress looks really nice on you. I don't know, man. You add one more word to that sentence and it's over. You know what I mean? Like, you're done. I don't know. Now, when I was 18, I used to work at this, Ross, and I had this coworker who was kind of creepy. Like, I told my coworker I was going to date, and he was like, oh, is she another 18-year-old? I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'm really into those barely legal chicks. And I don't know, man. I feel like the term barely legal just means you're, like, almost a pedophile, you know? Like, you're just, like, right above. Like, what? You know what I mean? You're, like, people who, like, use the term barely legal are, like, one lonely night away from being a pedophile. That's what I'm saying. It's very edgy. I don't know. What do you want to talk about? 2021 is almost done, which is cool. 2020. You guys think 2022 is going to be better? Hopefully. That's how you know it's not going to be better. I've never heard somebody be like, hopefully this turns out well for me. And it does. You know, like, nobody is, like, confident. That if somebody said, like hopefully my life becomes better, then they're done. You know, like, it's not going to turn out well for them. They should just go to AA and actually put, I don't know, man. I'm 21, and I think I should be able to run for president. Because I feel like if you're able to get shit-faced, I feel like you should be able to bomb a country. I think that's fair. Goodbye.
A young man with things to say about Bob Marley. That's good. Yeah. You see, Chad put some Bob Marley in for you, just for you. Yeah. You went through your phase. That's good. You went through your Bob Marley phase. That's good. Yeah. Get up. Stand up. Stand up and turn that shit off, because we're done with Bob Marley, all right? Your next comedian. Very funny man. One of my favorites on the scene. He's a good friend. I'd like to introduce you right now to Hunter Uniacke.
Who have come up with me on your radio this whole fucking year. Yes, exactly. But not all the comics show up late for a fucking open mic. Like the guy who's wearing a safety vest. You think you can sneak in with that shit? Motherfucker trying to act all sneaky and shit. I'm colorblind, but I can still see that shit. All right, Jesus fucking Christ. Neon, fuck you, man. Hey, how are you going to get a New Year's kiss from a stranger wearing what looks like to be a fucking colorblind traffic cone outfit? You know? We can hear you pee, sir. All right. Guys, let's do a chat right now. When I say 2020, you say it's going to suck, okay? 2020.
It already did suck.
Oh, shit.
It done sucked already.
You know what, guys? I was remembering the good times, okay? Let's do it again. 2022 is going to
be awesome.
Fuck you, Pam. You're over 50. Anything after you for this year just sucks anyways, okay? Jesus Christ, I'm 27, I'm in my prime right now, and I know this year's going to be fucking shit, okay? Yeah, that seems about right, you know, for that whole thing. It's crazy. Like, what are our New Year's resolutions? Mine's not fucking dying. Like, you know, like that's how low our bar is, you know, for New Year's resolutions. All right, the lady who's over 50 isn't applauding because that's actual New Year's resolution for anybody over fucking 50. Go back and wash your hands. I heard that. Fucking crazy. It is. This year's going to suck. It is. I've actually started talking to my dad last year. So next year, we're going to have to talk even more. And, like, what's this? Like, we're comics. We've all been estranged to our father at one point or not, right? You're 21. You're still estranged to your father. Don't fucking say that shit. But, like, this is getting too real.
Motherfucker, looks like Betty White just died, and me talking about fathers. That's too real? Okay, motherfucker. All right.
It's weird, though.
It is. Like, I have no goals for 2022. I have none. And you shouldn't either, all right? My goal is to get out. My goal is to get COVID for 2022, all right? That way, I could actually say, like, when I kiss a girl, I actually say, like, hey, I gave her something, you know? I came up with that on the spot. That means I'm a dick. All right. Jesus. COVID is now an STD, all right? And I'm saying that because I don't fuck, so I hope it's an STD, all right? Because that way, at least I know I'm being safe, okay? So weird. It is, guys. It is. Like, I don't know, guys. I'll just talk about my father, you know? I work for my father, if you guys don't know that. A little bit about him. Like, we were construction together, and he actually fell off a scaffolding, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So, like, that's why I know 2022 is going to suck, because, like, all the stuff I wanted for this year already fucking happened, you know? But he fell, and, like, no, he's still coming into work in a fucking wheelchair. I have to, like, you know, push him around the job site. And he's bitching me, saying, like, why the fuck is this job site not handy, capable, accessible? And I'm like, motherfucker, you made the job site. All right, this is your, it's your fault. Like, he's bitching at me. He's saying, like, Hunter, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, you're doing this wrong. You know how beautiful it is. So tasty. To wheel your father into a corner and put him on time out. By the way, he's paying me. My father paid me to put him on time out. Woo! It's amazing. Oh, my God, his legs are broken right now. I wanted to bend him over my knee and just spank his ass, say, like, you're a bad boy. Okay, not like that, but, okay, maybe like that. Fuck it. I don't know. We're getting weird, people. We're getting weird. I want to give my father COVID, like it's an STD. All right, that's what we're saying. Wouldn't that be funny if that's the thing that gets me canceled? You know? Just like, yeah, I called my father daddy, all right? This is okay. It's in the family. Don't cancel me. He does have a restraining order against me, though, so we're good. You know, this is why, like, when I first started doing comedy, I didn't put my last name on Mutiny Radio. Because I'd be like, bring out this guy. And, like, you know, I'm talking about sexually harassing my father. It's like, that's why I don't say my fucking full name on here. But I'll give you my social security code. No, I won't. It's so weird, guys. It is. It is. I'll give you a dad joke. Hey, what do you guys call the Native American ghost I just jabbed my finger with? What do you call the Native American ghost I just jabbed my finger with? Pocahontas. Where was that finger? The world will never know. It was in her bum, guys. you say Clinton? It was in her Clinton. I don't know where the clit is, Pam. This is so weird. It's great. That's right. That's right. There was a study did by MIT. This is my last, probably except for last year, so I'm not going to end with a joke. I'm going to end it with some uplifting stuff, okay? I think that's what we all need. There was a study done by MIT in the 70s that said by the year 2040, society will have crumbled down. Like, we're always fucked. And they redid that study last year, and we're ahead of schedule. Yeah, that's what I'm ending on, people. You fucking racist Mexican. All right, that's my time, people.
From now, 47 plus 18 is too old. I hope I'm not alive. Like, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. Very nice. Hunter Uniac, everybody clap it up. Yay! He talks about his dad so much. I think he might have an edible complex. But that's with your mom. No, so when you have an edible complex, it's with your mom. But I'm actually looking for a guy with an edible complex, meaning he really likes to eat edibles because I make them, and maybe he'll like me. Your next comedian, I'm sure he's going to be funny. It's his first time here. I'm super excited to see what he has to bring to the table. Put your hands together for Leo Perez. Yay!
Hey, how's it going, folks? I just want to thank you now for your patience while I mumble and stumble and fumble my way through these new jokes here. Alrighty, so a friend of mine just got back from a road trip in which she drove through part of the South, and she was telling me that they still love Trump down there. Like they, yeah, everybody wearing Trump t-shirts, MAGA hats, and, you know, Trump flags all over bumper, or Trump stickers all over bumpers and whatnot, and Trump flags everywhere. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. I mean, they still love Trump. I mean, we're going on 2 years after he, you know, failed to get reelected, and the South still, you know, trying to support him. I mean, they got like a special kind of love for Trump. You know, I mean, the South's got a special kind of love for Trump that I haven't seen for another politician. I mean, for how homophobic the South is, it seems like they're pretty gay for Trump. All I'm saying is that I bet if Trump came out and said, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've got the cure for COVID. And the cure for COVID is if you suck on my penis. He'd probably have a line around the block in most of the cities in the South. That's all I'm saying. All right, well, that's didn't go too well, like expected. All right, well, let's see here. I was reading an article online recently about a study that was done in 2021 with 2,000 female contestants, where were they asked what was the preferred body type in a partner, and 75% responded with the dad bod. I can't get a break here. No, seriously, because, like, I mean, I grew up as a fat kid. I mean, I wore a t-shirt swimming my entire life. If anything, I invented the dad bod. I mean, that's just my luck. Now that I get sober, lose the dad bod, all these ladies are into the dad bod. Well, thankfully, they say power is the greatest aphrodisiac. And, well, what's more powerful than a huge dick? Yeah. Which I don't mean to brag, but is what plenty of women in the past have told me I am. So, pretty powerful. All right. I'm trying to be a little bit more politically correct. For example, I stopped calling things retarded. I realized that pretty offensive to a lot of people. Never really put much thought into how offensive that is. For the most part of my life, I just use that word to describe things I didn't agree with or people I didn't agree with. And looking back on it, I'm actually kind of ashamed it took me so long to acknowledge how offensive using that word in such a negative context could be to some people. Which is why now I just call things gay. I don't. Just to let you guys know. I'm obviously joking. I hope no gay people are offended. Truth is, I actually love gay people. Not like in a gay way or anything like that. But I think they got good energy, and they make great customer service employees. Alrighty. So I was watching a documentary about ancient Egypt, and an interesting fact I learned while watching that documentary was that the ancient Egyptians, all the way from the pharaoh down to the slaves, used to wipe their ass with their hands. Another interesting fact I learned while watching that documentary was that the aliens built the pyramids. They didn't say that in the documentary. That's just the conclusion I came to after learning that first fact. Yeah, I just find it hard to believe that someone is wiping their ass with their hand is designing a structure so complex that scientists today still can't figure out. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't that sound ridiculous? You're telling me that the project manager of that site mapped out all this fucking structure so perfectly aligns with the stars, but he did everything well with a hand that smelled like shit. Is that what you're saying? No, they could design the pyramids, but toilet paper was too complicated for them to figure out. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I think I do think it was the aliens. I think it makes a lot of sense why we don't really see them around anymore. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, how would you feel if somebody tried to take credit for something you did? Yeah. I mean, think about these supremely intelligent beings looking down on fucking a couple of people wiping their ass with their hands trying to take credit for something they built. You'd be pretty upset as well, you know what I mean? I mean, when you think about it, all the countless abduction, anal probing stories make complete sense now. I don't know. I think I'll just wrap it up now then. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yay, Leo Perez! Oh my gosh. That was beautiful. How did they move those stones? How did they move those stones? Huge rocks. How many Jews did it take to move one rock? It's a different kind of ratio. It's like, right? It's like 100 Jews to one rock. It's like 100. There's some math happening that maybe the aliens figured out. I don't know. I think the cephalopods, does everyone know what a cephalopod is? It's a cephalopod is a squid or an octopi. I think, and they have their eyes on the sides of their face. I think that they were space aliens. And there was a comet, and it crashed on the Earth, and that's why we have cephalopods. And the huge, giant squid, they live under the ocean at deep, deep depths with, like, zero pressure, just like space. Mushrooms are from space. 100%. We have alien technology on our planet right now. Cephalopods, mushrooms, all of it. I agree. Everybody, clap one more time for Leo Perez, because it was his first time here, and I'm so glad you're here. Clap for Leo Perez. Yay! Thank you for talking about important things. I feel so confused. That's because I'm on mushrooms, too. Your next comedian is New Year's, friends. Your next comedian, she's honestly one of my favorite comedians in the Bay Area. I love her so much, and she just killed at Cobb's on Wednesday, and she's doing a 30 and 30, so you're going to see her everywhere this entire month, and I'm excited to see her right now. Put your hands together, everybody, for Lauren Kraut. Yay!
Rockin'. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Chad. Move that over there. Okay, I'm going to do a little bit of new and a little bit of old and have some of these things, and you guys can, you don't mind if I have a couple of these, do you? I was typing this word, this sentence on my computer today. That would have been cool. And then the computer read underlined woulda. It's a word. It's a word. I would have gone, but I missed the bus. It would have been fun to see. Like that. You got two words. You got it. Don't tell me it's would have. It's not would have. It's woulda. You got two words. You would and have. You chop off half because it's an SOB that owes you $250 and the time you bailed them out. Done. Gone. And you got would. You take the D at the end. You pull it out just a little bit. You got woulda. You don't need have is what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, I should get out more, huh? All right. But you'll be happy to know that coulda and shoulda are in the works. All right, good. That one went, oh, okay. Cauliflower is not the problem. Brussels sprouts are the problem.
Yeah, they are.
Fuck Brussels sprouts. You don't start out as a stinky vegetable 1 week and get a nose job by some food scientist and then your hotshot staple on the menu everywhere. You don't do that. All the Brussels sprouts are pouting. Oh, it's so hard being everyone's favorite. What if every vegetable on the block decided to do that? What if beets take it into their head that being blood red just isn't enough? I'm so sad about being a beet. I want to be sexy. I want to taste like a cheeseburger. It's my sexy beat impression. The what? It does?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I forget the rest of that. No, that's all right. I know. I'll sing a song. Oh, I'd hate to have an existential crisis when I'm on stage in front of all of you, questioning life's meaning and its purpose, not finding any and letting you all down. Okay, thank you. You ever get high and zone out on your mother's name? Evelyn, Evelyn, Evelyn. Who are you? And why did you procreate, you evil sorcerer, you? Trying to take over the world with your neurotic, Jewish, anorexic, clinically depressed, slightly suicidal excuse for a daughter? How is that supposed to help? Oh, wait, that's me. You ever get high and think, is it angel food cake or angel food cake? And why not just angel cake? We don't say pumpkin food pie, do we? Ever get high and say, this shit is funny, I'm going to write it down. You have, haven't you? And then you find it later and wonder when the cat learned to draw? What the hell is this shit? Yeah, I like to write when I'm stoned. I go to different places. One of them, self-confidence land, is so rare and unexpected, I hyperventilate whenever I'm there. I actually feel good about myself right now. Oh God, I can't breathe. And it appears that I'm headed to Witty and Cleverville, though sometimes the signs point in that direction, but when I get there, I find a black hole with a note saying, are you fucking kidding me? That's what I do when I'm home. I smoke pot and write jokes. I love doing that. It's my best part of 2021.
Woo!
Woo.
Giraffe Corner.
Giraffe Corner, yes. Woo! Ginger! Ginger has a lot to say. That's Ginger's voice. Anybody watch Giraffe Corner here? I know Pam does. You guys should check it out. It's on YouTube. I get dressed up in my giraffe onesie, and I have Ginger and Shirley. They're little stuffed animals, giraffes. And the camera is here from like here to here. So you just see this giraffe torso and then these two stuffed giraffes. And you hear me doing the voices of them three. Pam knows. She's seen it. And we did 51 episodes. This is this week. We just did a whole year of Giraffe Corner. Anyway. What else can I do for you? How about another song? I was singing this on my way here tonight. Perhaps you know it. I'd like to count things in my head, 'cause I have OCD. I like to drive myself insane and do so endlessly. You remember that Coca-Cola ad from the 70s? I like to teach the world to count and be obsessed like me. Where everything has a number to count, and sometimes it won't rhyme. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ladies only, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. OCD is the real thing, not Coca-Cola. Thank you, thank you. What else have we got? How about, did I do Oy Vey? Did I do Oy Vey yet?
Nope.
There's something about saying Oy Vey that just captures, it's better than fuck. It's better than oh fuck. It's better than fuck you. Well, maybe not better than fuck you. That fuck you is pretty good. But Oy Vey says everything. Oy Vey says frustration. It says calamity. It says heartache and foreboding. Oy Vey. I dropped the toaster in the baby's bathwater.
Country back from us.
Stop. to tell about this guy. You all know me as me scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man, it was death, and everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, began the nightmare, but on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My pants were sweat, and man, I was plugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a Coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. By my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, pal, it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed, pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, threw the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then it was a whole new day. I thought, I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen, Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is a Wa-Ali-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of how. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man that is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wildcats high. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Right.
Monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the
living. The smash was meant to when you get to my door.
The board is set.
You can mash.
And you can monster mash.
Helps to be my mind.
wearing your bracelets.
Everybody should listen to Mutiny Radio at mutinyradio.fm. It's a great place to listen to crazy things.
Let's watch full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl, not Spiegelman.
We're hosts of
YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Follow us on podcast by with our acronym LWAFLMOYT. We watch a full length movie on YouTube with you, and you listen to the podcast and watch the movie at the same time.
Yeah. LWAFLMOYT.
Yeah, LWAFLMOYT.
LWAFLMOYT.
That's every Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or if you're Carl, 5%. 5%.
Yeah, right. I'm so lazy. 3 hours later, I finally get to the show, 5 p.m.
Let's hear the theme song.
Oh. Let's watch full-length movies.
Oh, let's do a full-minute promo. Oh, never mind. Bye. See you next month.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.